Now, if we had to decide, I said, which of these elements would do most to make our city good by its inclusion, that would be a difficult decision. Is it the agreement of the rulers and the ruled? Or the preservation in the ranks of the warriors of an opinion approved by law about which things are to be feared and which are not? Or the wisdom and protectiveness we find in the rulers? Or does the largest contribution to making the city good come from the presence, in child and woman, slave and free man, in skilled craftsman, ruler and ruled, of the principle that each single individual is to perform his own task without troubling himself about the tasks of others? Yes, that would be a difficult decision, he said. Bound to be. So, as a means of producing an excellent city, the ability of everyone to perform his own function is apparently a strong competitor with the city's wisdom, self-discipline, and courage. Very much so. Now, see if you agree with me about the next step. If a carpenter tried to do the job of a shoemaker, or a shoemaker the job of a carpenter, either because they exchanged tools and positions in society, or because one person tried to do both jobs, do you think in general that changes of this sort would do much harm to the city? No, not really, he said. But I imagine it's different when someone who is naturally a skilled worker or businessman of some kind is puffed up by wealth, popularity, strength, or something like that, and tries to enter the warrior class. Or when one of the warriors tries to enter the decision-making and guardian class without being up to it. If these people exchange tools and positions in society, or if one person tries to do all these jobs at the same time, then I think you will agree with me that this change and interference on their part is destructive to the city. Yes, it certainly is. It is the interference of our three classes with one another, then, and interchange between them, which does the greatest harm to the city and can rightly be called the worst crime against it. Absolutely. Isn't injustice the name for the greatest crime against one's own city? Of course. That, then, is what injustice is. Conversely, its opposite, the ability of the commercial, auxiliary and guardian classes to mind their own business, with each of them performing its own function in the city, this will be justice, and will make the city just. Yes, I think that's exactly how it is, he said. And is a just man just, Glaucon, in the same way a city was just? He is. We haven't at any point forgotten, I hope, that the city was just when each of the three elements in it was performing its own function. No, I don't think we've forgotten that, he said. In that case, we must also remember that each one of us will be just and perform his own proper task when each of the elements within him is performing its proper task. Yes, we must certainly remember that.